Hello, you're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. This is Live from Thunderbird, Radio Hell. My name is Ben. On the show tonight, just me playing a bunch of music. Thanks for tuning in. There is a show happening this Sunday in Vancouver at the Rickshaw, and it is the Kingfisher Blues, which is a local Vancouver record label's Christmas party, annual Christmas party. This is the 14th time they've done it. It's happening at the Rickshaw Theater. It starts at 6 p.m. this Sunday. A whole lot of bands are going to be playing at the show. I don't know how they're going to fit that all in. Maybe just a couple songs each. It will be a lot of fun. I don't play as much Kingfisher Blues bands as I probably should on the show, so I'm going to try to see how many I can play on this show for you tonight to get started on this program. I'm going to start off the set with a band that's on Kingfisher Blues. They're called Babe Corner. It is a band consists of a mix, a match of members that's also in other bands. There is Haley Blaze, which plays by Haley Blaze. Allison DeLeo, which is in the band Doohickey Cubicle. And at one point, they were called Booty EP. And also Lindsay Soyberg, which is in a band called Blue Jay. And Jess Jones, which I'm not sure which act that's involved in with, but probably something as well. In any case, this is Babe Corner with a song called Killer, which is off an EP of the same name. You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver.
Thank you. the movie by myself. It was funny, but I didn't laugh. I checked my phone, but didn't text. I didn't sleep, I just laid in bed. And there's a moment that you know. Life has changed from here on out. When I wanna talk, but it's not enough for me to bother you about.
That is a band that originally were from Vancouver, but now located in Montreal. They're called Wainona Forever with a song called Happy Days off the record Feel Good, which came out back in 2019. Wainona Forever, very pleasant, nice people in the band. It's too bad. I guess it's good for them that they moved to Montreal to move on to try to do bigger, better things. Montreal is the biggest city in Vancouver, despite what you might try to argue. Wainona Forever in the band. It's Ben Robertson, Alex Bingham, and Roland Webster Shaw. They will be back in Vancouver playing at the Kingfisher Blues 14th annual Christmas party at the Rickshaw Theater this Sunday at 6 p.m. So yes, if you like what you hear, Wainona Forever always draws really well in Vancouver too. They just one of those bands that I think until they even moved away from Vancouver, every time there's a show, it seems like just people love them and have a big crowd and people dancing and such. Very good for them. Good for them and nice people. Grimm, I played before Wainona Forever with a song called Just Say No to Infinity off the record Electro Folklord. Sorry, I'm looking at a different monitor. I should probably, let me move my mic a little bit in the other direction. All right, that's better. Electro Folklord and Blue Jay with How Long Will It Take. That's a song that I play from the band Blue Jay. Played on this program back in the days. I just closed the tab that I have all these things loaded. Blue Jay, with the song called How Long Would It Take. All these bands are playing on this Sunday at the show. Actually, in case you're interested, Wainona Forever played on this program when we used to have live bands. We still will next year, as soon as we can get things going, and hopefully there isn't another crazy wave. Wainona Forever played on this program back in April 28th of 2016, and it is available to listen on the CITR podcast page for Thunderbird Radio Hell. Just do a search for Radio Hell and Wainona Forever, and you will be able to see it. And Blue Jay played on this program back in 2018, December 20th. Blue Jay. And also, I think that was, it's on the YouTube, on our YouTube as well, if you want to see a performance, a couple songs from Blue Jay. If you go to YouTube, do a search for Blue Jay, just J, not like the, just the letter J. I'll do a search for the, if you go to radiohell.ca, actually, and click on the YouTube link, you'll be able to see those bands on the internet. But again, playing this Sunday at the Rickshaw. You know what? I'm going to keep going because so many bands playing at that show. This is another Vancouver band. They're called Book Club with a song called Daylight Savings on CITR 11.9 FM.
Let me explain, there's nothing. Listen to Breakfast with the Browns every Monday morning.
From 8 a.m. to 11 a.m.
Something that just offers you the place, the chance to stay in a mood.
Breakfast with the Browns.
The best in ambient, downtempo, electronic, ASMR, pop loungecore music. Totally Alpha Wave.
On CITR 101.9 FM. thus the most ordinary movement in the world, may agitate 1,000 odd disconnected fragments, now bright, now dim, hanging and bobbing and dipping and flaunting.
So, beauty remains in the impossibilities of the body.
You know that, don't you?
Wake up.
At Dunkin' Donuts, each and every
radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the Pop Underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
But sometimes
What goes on there in your mind? Can you feel it all the time? No one else thinks it's the same, only just to keep you safe. Are you here? Are you outside waiting for me to say hello? Are you here? Have you been debating? Just tell me.
Vancouver, the Great School, with a song called Keep You Sane off a record of the same name. Before that, I play Flat Earth, and Flat Earth, and I play some The Dist with a song called Queen Majesty. Play some Club Sofa with a song called Growing. Some Tim the Mute in there. Ain't It Funny? Welcome to the Sat Cafe is the name of the record. Nonla, Come On, name of the song. The record is Not In Love. Do play Nonla quite a bit on this program. Nonla also played on the show live in the studio. Why am I playing all these bands? They're all playing at the Kingfisher Blues 14th annual Christmas party. That's happening at the Rickshaw Theater this Sunday, not Saturday, Sunday at 6 p.m. 6 p.m. Get there early. So yeah, all these bands that I've played in this first half an hour, Babe Corner, Blue Jay, Grimm, Winona Forever, Book Club, Nonla, Team the Mute, Club Sofa, The Dis, Flat Earth, Great School, all these bands are playing, plus more that I didn't play. I didn't play any bands that might have been not out of Canada, and I missed, there's a big poster with a whole bunch of stuff happening, so... Yes, lots happening. So check out that show if you are interested. Yeah, one thing that I was trying to look up and missing on my play sheet is, the song that I play from Flat Earth is called The Moon Is Real. And the record is just a self-titled one called Flat Earth. You are listening to CITR Radio. 101.9 FM. This is live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. I am here for a little bit more. I'm going to play some more music for you. Switching over to a band that is currently out of Kingston, Ontario. However, they started in Vancouver, British Columbia, self-producing the music back in their apartment and released a bunch of singles back then. But now in Kingston, Ontario, home of the Tragically Hip, I guess, Chris Helmer and Sam Michaux is the duo that is this band or duo act called Funeral Lakes. And what am I going to play? Yeah, this is released in August 20th of this year. The record is called Redeemer. The song is called Place I Stay, Funeral Lakes.
Place I stay, place I live.
against the sky. Thank you.
things and I don't wanna stay. No, I don't wanna say these things and I don't wanna stay.
Thank you.
From Vancouver, the band is called the New Pornographers. You might have heard of them. The song is The Laws Have Changed. Off the record, Electric Version. I was at a show this past weekend. New Pornographers played at the Vogue two shows for two albums to celebrate the released from ages ago. 21? Am I getting this right? For Mass Romantic. So that's the show I went to on Saturday. So they did the album Mass Romantic in its entirety. That's like the first, that is the first record they put out on Mint Records, the first proper one. So they play that. This song that is not on that album, they played on the second set. So they play the, it's very common for this to happen when bands do a album release. What's the word for it? Retro album? Nostalgic show? I don't know. Album celebration? I don't know. Album anniversary show? Yeah, that's probably what they call it. So they play the Mass Romantic, and then second set involves a selection of songs that they have in other albums. And New Pornographers have like a billion records. They play a bunch of songs, and The Laws Have Changed, very fantastic song from the second album, Electric Version. They played it in that set. Maybe they played it again the next night. The next night, they did a celebration of the record Twin Cinema. And I don't have the set list. I didn't look today. I didn't go to that show. But maybe they played that song. The New Pornographers from Vancouver. Everyone on that band except for Nico Case is from BC. Nico Case lived in Vancouver for a while, and Catherine Calder from the island, sort of in Vancouver here and there. Before that, a bunch of acts not from Vancouver play some Wick White, new album this year. Where It's Fine is the name of the record. The song is I Don't Know. That record is on a lot of people's best of albums list. The cool people, anyways. I don't know if it's on like a generic generalist, but a lot of people I like have that on the list. Julie Duran, off a brand new one, I Thought of You, They Wanted Me to Say, is the name of the song that I play. That album just came out very recently, climbing up the college campus radio chart, and this show is helping it move along that direction. Some Jay Wood from Winnipeg. I played it many times back in the history of the show. Some Days is the name of the song off of the record Some Days. Played a new one from Language Arts. Indestructible is the name of the song. The record is called Lemon Lime. Language Arts, Kristen Cutmore's project, originally from out in Nova Scotia, in Vancouver for a little bit, now back in Nova Scotia. Language Arts, new one, Indestructible record, Lemon Lime. Some Funeral Lakes from Kingston, Ontario. Place I Stay is the song that I play. You're listening to Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. I am Ben. And now, this show, bands come in, play live in our studio, record it live, go out, everything. We're going to work on that again someday. In the meantime, going to do a rebroadcast of an episode that is not on our current website, not on the podcast. This band existed briefly back in the year 2011, plus or minus a couple of years. I'm not sure which direction it went. It was a band that played a lot back in 2011. In fact, I'm just looking at an article in the Georgia Strait about them, back when the Georgia Strait was a thick piece of free weekly entertainment magazine where they have like movies and a lot of music and stuff. I think now it's is it just real estate? I'm not sure. I haven't seen it, but it used to be like thick. Anyways, they were on it. The band is Shmoo Ritchie as the singer, Dustin Bromley, Kyle Huck, and Brett Threat. So that is the band Keep Tidy. They played on this program back in March 24th of 2011. And yes, I'm going to play that for you now. Any references, as I mentioned, obviously to shows that's happening is not happening because, well, it's been 2011. Unless you can go back in time. If you can, let me know. And I'll go see some shows with you too. 2011, Keep Tidy, live on Thunderbird Radial Hell.
Yo!
All right.
Yo!
Got a special treat for you.
Keep Tidy, live on CITR. Welcome.
Thanks, Ben.
Thank you for coming out. Do you guys want to introduce yourself to all the, millions
for
of people out there listening on Radio Line?
I'm Shmu. I'm the vocalist.
I'm Kyle. I'm playing guitar.
I'm Brad. I play bass.
I'm Eddie Vedder on drums.
Yeah.
Can't believe you showed up. I didn't think you were going to show. Keep Tidy. How can you talk a bit about yourself? When did this band first formed, or the genesis of it, or how did it?
We went to a Metallica show together, and then wanted to start a cover band. That's basically it. Went from there. sprouted roots.
Which Metallica show?
The Metallica show?
The Metallica show.
Yeah.
At the stadium?
Yeah.
That's rad. So, okay, that's awesome.
That's not awesome, really.
Come on. Awesome, yeah. Black, come on. I don't know. Anyone have anything to add to that?
Sort of a birthday present idea for our friend Chris. But the lineup had a few different changes.
Yeah,
and then
we made it for his birthday, and then he quit.
Yeah.
Who is Chris? Who is this Chris that deserves such a present?
Chris Smith. He does a lot of his own music projects.
Yeah, he does. He has a solo record out on Boompa Records.
Right.
It's pretty good.
So he was originally...
He was the vocalist.
The original plan was for him to do vocals, but I guess our style is really hard on your voice, maybe even.
Yeah.
And so...
He's a pussy, so we got Shmuel.
Oh, no.
We love him so much.
He's got a tattoo even of the band. He's a hardcore old school fan.
Is that after he left the band or
what? I don't really know.
I don't know.
I think it's an old tattoo.
It's a stick and poke, isn't it?
Yeah.
Stick and poke.
Yeah.
But how is your voice, Shmoo? It's fine.
I blow out my voice every practice.
Yeah?
Yeah, I can yodel by the end of practice. It rules.
Is there anything you do to... Do you drink, like, honey milk? Or I don't know. What do people do? What do people do?
No, I've started looking online on how to scream without hurting myself.
Right.
But I haven't quite practiced yet. I'm still...
So are there exercises you can... I assume there are exercises or something that you can do. Or go to, like, a coach or something.
Some of the tricks are, like, you sing with your diaphragm and warm up before you start singing. Things like that.
Right.
But I don't do that. I just come into practice and sing until I can't sing anymore, and then
practice over.
Yeah.
So yeah, like, would you be able to play a couple shows in a row? Probably not then. Oh no.
No, probably.
Yeah. Probably
fine. I'd just be pretty haggard by the end.
You'd be pretty haggard.
Yeah.
Because you don't completely lose it.
No.
Because one of my friends, she loses her voice all the time because she speaks from her vocal cords, even not through like. So, smoke machine.
Okay. If you can hear that, that's Dustin turning the smoke machine on.
So, yeah, which is awesome. Like, I wish more bands would bring a smoke machine to a radio show.
It's because we have our official photographer, Karina Lewis, here with us tonight. Taking pictures,
but
and we want to look
cool.
They
can hear it. It's awesome.
Yeah, you can hear it, totally.
That's why I fucked up in the other song, because we didn't have enough smoke.
At first, I didn't even see the machine. I thought it was, I thought somebody spilled, like, baby powder or something.
It smells like baby powder.
Sweet.
I wish I had baby powder. I got some mad chafing.
Because it's in the summer. In the summer, I wish more bands bring. It gets kind of sweaty in that room, but now it's nice and warm. Do you guys want to play a few more songs, or we'll come back and talk a bit more about I don't know what?
We song. Have.
Oh no,
songs.
I can't see anything anymore for the cues.
I know.
Perfect.
Hopefully the band is still here.
Screen.
We got Plate Glass next.
This next song is called Plate Glass Window! Or is it just Plate Glass now? Shmoo?
I don't know. I think it's just called Plate Glass.
Well, that was an epic.
Yeah. Give me a dong there. Ready?
Yeah. Someone give Shmoo a dong.
Yeah. I will.
Take off your dog! I don't need no little car! We met up in the bar and we started to go far. And I saw that I could do what I could do. Oh, stop your nose. You're like getting off. First of all, they don't even know this. I'm getting this way. Why block your talk? And you like to move around. Like you'll never fucking care.
And we got another little quickie here. This is our 32nd number called Name My Furs. More like 22 seconds. That was a real fasty. Should we throw in one more?
Yeah.
before we start talking and making people listen to us. You're awesome. You're awesome, dudes.
Tidy live on CITR. So who here
keeps Snidely?
Who's the tidiest? I don't know. This is the part where it comes to the silly band question names.
I don't think
Kyle Huck.
Yeah, probably.
Well, maybe my room. I think my room's pretty tidy most of the time.
After party in Kyle Huck's room.
And who doesn't?
I'm getting better.
You're getting better. Yeah. Like, what do you mean?
I got better.
Like, are you the worst?
That's a pretty good accent.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I
can do more.
I don't even know if Dustin cleans up his own room.
My girlfriend cleans up for me.
Yeah, and then
Renee cleans my room.
Yeah, see? Girlfriends clean rooms in this band.
I'd like to give a shout out to my girlfriend's dad, Doug. Yeah.
Yeah. Hi, Doug.
How do you do shout outs? Do you say anything else, or do you just... You the man!
Yeah. Like, this has nothing to do with tidying things. Like, he doesn't have to. Because at first I thought you were going to be like, I'm going to give a shout out to my girlfriend's dad, Doug, for tidying up my room. No.
Sure, that works.
I think it was more like for making the girlfriend who tidies the room.
Nice. Like, I just want to see how untidy things be. Do people leave, like, pizzas on the ceiling? Or...
I think we're actually.
Oh, it's just like
tidy.
Dirty underwear on the floor most of the time.
No. Okay.
Yeah.
So is the name band more in terms of what, like the music more tidy? Or just, it's just something you came up with?
I wasn't in the band when the name happened.
It's a Metallica song.
Is it really?
Dustin.
I wouldn't even know. See, I wouldn't even know. But it doesn't sound like a Metallica. It's like,
no.
Keep tidy. Black.
Keep tidy.
That would be awesome.
Come on, Kyle. You got anything?
I got nothing. I don't...
Yeah,
it's positive.
It's rememberable.
It was better than Follow Through.
Yeah
that was...
Okay, let's... Moving on to some of my limited amount of topics in this. You guys... Well, you guys play Shindig.
Yeah.
And a lot of people loved it. Loved the show, loved the set and everything.
We had a really good time at Shindig.
Yeah. Was it... So one of the first time you played, or like how?
I think that was our third show.
The third show
with me as the latest member.
Yeah, awesome.
These Kyle and Dustin are the originals. Then Brett came in, and then I came in last.
Right, and like when did you play first with the band?
Probably Music Waste.
Yeah.
Music Waste. Oh, nice.
Yeah, and I had joined the band the day before, which was really fun.
Yeah, we had no vocalist, and then Shmoo heard us from down the hall and came in and improvised.
Drunkenly,
yeah.
Yeah.
That's always how it happens.
I'm really good at making noises come out of my mouth that sound like words that aren't words.
Yeah, what are you singing about?
I think that's all you do.
No, sometimes sex, there's words mainly. In there. But if I can't, yeah, it's a lot. There's a lot of sex talk in there.
Yeah.
Something wrong with... Oh. Yeah. But awesome. A lot of the time it's just like... You can't tell because it's loud and fast.
No one can call you on it, yeah.
Yeah.
But like, did you ever... Well, have you ever just... ran out of words, or just, you know, just stopped, or like didn't sing when you're supposed to, just because you can't think of fake words to say? Or?
No, I've never had a problem with coming up with fake words. And also, there's no such thing as times when I'm supposed to sing or not supposed to sing. I do whatever I want.
Yeah.
So whatever I do is right.
Yeah. That's awesome. That is awesome. Well, one of the, yeah, like everyone after the show at Shindig, I remember, was like, I wish they play longer.
Yeah.
So
That's a common refrain.
Yeah. How is your set longer now?
We've added a couple songs, but since they're only like 45 seconds and 30 seconds long, it doesn't really fulfill.
Which is fine, because you know what? Like, there's part of me like you don't want to be playing for 45 minutes.
Exactly. It's better to leave people wanting more than to make them think that they can't wait for you to get off stage.
Yeah. So then it's makes them to come to your show next time and enjoy you guys. Keep Tidy live on CITR, and you guys got a. More songs?
We do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's keep it going.
Yeah, we got.
Oh, okay.
Let's.
They're gonna actually. You know what? We need to talk a bit more because they have to work on some cabling.
Okay.
Cabling issue.
All right.
You guys have a. I don't know.
Hi, Ben.
Hey, Dustin. How you doing?
Doing pretty good.
What are we gonna talk about? You guys have a website?
Yeah, actually. Little promo here. We've got a. Free EP for download on keeptidy.bandcamp.com. Yeah, and it's like 7 songs. I think it's 8 minutes long.
How was it recorded?
We recorded in our basement jam space, and on this, we actually wanted just to record demos so we'd remember our songs, and then we recorded on this crappy little Boss.
Hey, that thing works.
Yeah, it's pretty.
No, it's crappy schmo. little digital 8-track, and the internal microphone ended up sounding pretty good, so we kept him. And yeah.
Oh, well, that's awesome.
There you go. Download it free. Yeah. Word.
And is Rue trying to remember the lyrics from? How does that work from listening to it? Like, do you try to emulate the stuff?
No,
oh, the mic isn't working, but no.
Wait, no. Just say what you're saying, and then I'll. Pass it on the message.
Okay. Yeah, we're having some minor technical difficulties.
It's like telephone.
I tried to remember
the lyrics, but I'm such a dumb head. wait. Okay. No. I tried to remember the lyrics.
Sometimes
it's too fast for my stupid brain to remember. Oh. Okay. Do you want to try again?
No, I don't think that.
She's got a cool little notebook that she keeps all her teen poetry in. She hates me.
So what is that? So that's a 7 inches. Is there a plan to like put that out? I don't know, like in something fancier, not.
No, we're talking to another local band called Harsh Words about doing a split 7-inch with them with new songs. But the ones we recorded and released already are just going to stay like a digital thing.
Or cassette tape.
Or cassette. Yeah. Kyle's been making custom cassettes to order, so. If you'd like a cassette instead of an iPod album, then talk
custom.
To Kyle Huck.
Custom.
Custom. Each one looks the same, but takes about 20 minutes to make. You gotta flip the tape and put the songs on it, and then flip it, and then you get the same songs on the other side, too.
That's awesome.
It even has that little
at
the beginning.
A little.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's got the little, tape sound.
Right.
You got some of those?
No, I have some of those. Yeah, just a reminder. Some of the listeners who don't know what it is, it's a device. I don't know how would you describe cassette tape for someone who doesn't know what it is.
It's like a VHS
tape, but it's, what if they don't know what it
tape.
Is? But what if they don't know
yeah,
what that
like
is?
Yeah, like a mini
either?
VHS.
What if they don't know what that is either?
Oh. Oh yeah, there you go.
Oh, here we go. I'm just saying, like, how would you describe to someone what a cassette tape is if they haven't seen a VHS tape? It's just
It's that thing that goes in the slot in your mom's car.
That's awesome. Like, as tape is, there's actually, you know, speaking of which, I still know a lot of people with cassette tapes in the car. And they would actually listen to the same 3 or 4 tapes constantly because that's all they have. And they're too lazy to you know, record CDs or whatever into a cassette deck.
I listened to my Nirvana Nevermind tape until I could hear both sides when I was 11. I love tapes. They rule.
Yeah. No, it's great. Okay, we're still working a bit on the mic. Is it working? No. Anyways. Sorry, that's why we're cutting in and out. And well, this is the excitement that is live college radio.
Yeah, and it's great.
We're just gonna.
Mic?
I think there's gonna be a, right now. There's some mic switching going on. It's as I'm doing play by play here. the smoke machine.
Now what's happening?
The smoke machine has turned off.
Oh good.
You reminded me. Thank you.
Going on. The band is posing very handsomely. Enjoying some nice healthy orange juice because you don't want to get scurvy.
All the smoke is going directly around Brett.
I know, it's like pummeling him.
And the smoke machine is really a humidifier just to keep the skin moist.
You'd think you'd be used to it because you smoke.
Yeah. Okay, we're good. Because I ran out of things to say, as you have probably figured out.
We good? We're going to play some songs.
Keep Tidy live on CITR.
It's Gucci.
Gucci, man! It's Gucci. That's how it goes, right?
Yeah.
Bert! Bert!
Thank you.
Heidi live on CITR. Are you guys still there?
Oh, yeah, we're here.
I can see through the smoke.
Am I ever.
See, you can hear my voice already starting to go.
Yeah? Do you? We have some Rico line here, if you want. I think everyone is joining them. I made a mistake before of chewing on them while I'm speaking, though, on the mic. You'll be like, click, 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 click. You know, it's kind of crunchy, but...
That's gross.
I know, I'm kind of gross. That's why there's this glass between us. So, yeah, like, do you guys have any shows or plans coming up?
No, not at the moment. We've just been doing, like, a show every month and a half or so to keep it more of an event and fun and have a party. But I'm working on getting a couple shows in, like, the Burbs, Abbotsford and Langley and such.
Oh, nice.
And doing a small island tour, too.
Whereabouts do you think you're playing in, like, Abbotsford?
I don't know. The guy hasn't told me the venue, so...
It could be. It's fun, though. Like, those things, it could be anywhere. It could be, like, a gym. It could be a church.
Back of a truck?
It could be, yeah, back of the truck. Best. Back
We're into house parties.
Yeah. Those are fun.
Yeah.
Have you played at house parties?
Yeah, we played at Chateau Noir back in February. With Unlock and a band from Alberta called Being a Bear and The Spreads. It was super fun. And I'd like to play there again soon.
That's awesome. Well, with a lot of places in Vancouver, they're almost like house parties anyways because half the venues are not really, you know, sanctioned by the big guys or whatever, by the man.
Right.
So
those are the better parties anyways.
Yeah, you're just playing really well-organized, giant house parties, right? So... I don't know. And those are kind of fun. No, I don't know.
I see where you're getting at. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. No, you don't think so? What is your favorite place to play other than house parties? Like Storia or?
Yeah, Storia was fun.
Yeah.
Wherever, on the floor.
Yeah, just anywhere it goes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Basements.
Have you guys done any Asia shows or? Other than, I mean, obviously the house party would be all ages, but...
Yeah, we haven't really yet, but that's kind of what we're looking to do in the Burbs Vancouver Island.
Yeah, Vancouver Island.
Do people say the Burbs?
Yeah.
Or is that just me?
People say the Burbs.
Or is that just a Tom Hanks movie?
I think...
Yeah, they do. They do.
Suburbs. People say Burbs.
Okay.
Suburbs is still bigger or
do people from the Burbs call it the Burbs, or do they just call it here? It's one of those French toast kind of things, right?
Yeah, it's toast.
Nope. Stop talking.
Yeah. All right. How are you guys? How are you guys feeling? How many? You guys want to?
Well, we only have two more songs left.
Okay. Do you guys want to do two more songs? And I think you guys bought some records, maybe to play afterwards.
Yeah.
Metallica, I hope.
I brought a bunch of records of local bands and.
Okay.
From beyond.
Okay, so why don't we, you guys play two more songs and then we'll move on to the other studio and play some records and everything. Yeah. Keep Tidy live on CITR.
This one goes out to Ben Lai.
Favorite band joke. Okay. Okay! Fuck ya! You said life's tough. I'm unlucky. I'm unlucky. I'm unlucky. Can't get help from anybody. Nobody. Last song of our music.
Wait, we need more smoke.
No!
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Right into your crotch, Brett. called The Stops.
Tidy, live on CITR. That was a live set.
That was a live set back from 2011. 10 years ago. Keep Tidy live in studio as they were back in the days, back at the old Student Union building, which is not this building. Keep Tidy. Dustin Bromley, the drummer, currently in a band called Brudo Prudo, still playing shows in and around Vancouver. Shmoo Richie, the singer, last I checked, was not in music, at least not playing in shows in stages and stuff anyways, web designer. So, yeah, Keep Tidy was a very active band for a few years and kind of went their own ways. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'd like to thank Irene, probably, for doing sound at that particular show back in 2011. Coming up next, it is a copy and paste. Stick around for that. That is it for me for this week. I am not sure if I will be in next week. I guess that is to be determined very, very close to Christmas. Not sure if the station, how that goes. We'll see. I guess it'll be a surprise, kind of like a holiday surprise that everyone loves. Enjoy the rest of your day.